Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Fertilizing a garden is important for getting the best yields and having healthy plants. When fertilizing, there are some practices to keep in mind. The nutrients we put in the soil can all behave differently, and the importance of a soil test cannot be overstated. If you've gotten a soil test recently, or looked at the three magic numbers on the fertilizer bag, you notice that nitrogen kind of steals the show. Often, nitrogen is the nutrient with the highest and most frequent applications. Now, this is in part because of its role in building amino acids and growing the plant. It also has mobility in the soil, which means that as the season wears on, nitrogen will leach out of the soil. This is because the nitrate form of nitrogen has the same negative charge as soil particles. High rainfall speeds up this process, especially on sandy soils that can't hold the water. On the other hand, phosphorus is generally immobile in the soil. And while potassium can be leached as well, it's phosphorus and potassium that can build up in garden soil. This is a major reason why nitrogen fertilizing is more common. Other elements that aren't mobile in the soil and will build up over time are magnesium, copper, iron, and zinc. However, these metals typically aren't added in great quantity and usually get used up by the plant at the end of the growing season. The other micronutrients are generally mobile. The mobility of these elements really highlights the need for a soil test. Also, it's worth noting that gardens receive additions frequently with fertilizer and compost, so the levels can be quite dramatic. On a similar note, the location of nutrients in the soil matters. Fertilizing is best done just before the growing season for the initial application. Tilling in or raking in fertilizer is also important to get it deeper in the soil profile, towards the root zone. Watering in is also recommended if there isn't heavy rain in the forecast. Later in the growing season, you may want to side dress your vegetables, applying a granular fertilizer along rows or around the plants. Applying fertilizer where it's needed and giving the soil ecosystem time to incorporate it is important. Over-applying fertilizer can be just as harmful as starving the plants. When the garden is over-fertilized, the salts build up and rob the plant of moisture, leading to scorched leaf edges and stunted growth. This is made worse in hot, dry weather when moisture is already low. Direct physical contact can also harm the plant, as it is still a chemical solution contacting live tissue. On a less severe note, over-fertilizing vegetables, fruits, and flowers with nitrogen will encourage more leaf growth and slow down flower and fruit development. Knowing the lifespan of fertilizer and testing every few years helps to make sure your gardens have appropriate levels of nutrients. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.